We're going to be looking at how you can actually manage and control the running of tests within Visual Studio Team System. And really, it all starts with the test menu. So underneath the test menu, you're going to have a lot of control here to actually create new tests, create new test lists. You can actually start selected test projects with or without the debugger. You can administer your test controllers. There's a lot of different things in here that you can actually do. Where we're going to start is I'm actually going to go to the Windows option. I'm going to open up Test Manager. What Test Manager is actually a visual editor for what's called a VSMDI file. The VSMDI file allows you to store and create test lists. Behind the scenes, it's actually an XML file. So here, what you're going to see in my solution is I actually have two different projects that are both test projects. I have job board application tests. These are my automated tests. So you're going to see web tests and load tests here. Then I'm going to have manual app tests. These are going to be my manual tests that I've got created for my application. What you'll notice here, however, is in my Test Manager window, it will show me tests from both of those projects. The way the Test Manager window works is if I go to All Loaded Tests, it will show me all of the tests and all of the test projects in the Visual Studio solution that I have open. If I go to the List of Tests, I can actually right-click this and say I want to create a new test list. This allows me to create grouping mechanisms for my tests. So, for instance, I could actually come in here and say I want to have manual tests. Click OK. I can then go to the All Loaded Tests, and by simply selecting these and dragging them over, I can put them in that particular test list if I so choose. I could also come over here, and instead of doing them by manual test, I could say maybe I want all of my login tests. Click OK, and I could go to All Loaded Tests and pick my login test and put them over here as well. So now what I've actually got is my login test, which has a manual test and a web test in this case, and now I've got my manual test here, which just contains my registration test. So it allows you to take your tests, your individual tests that you have, and actually put them in a categorization mechanism. So you say, this test belongs to this group, all right? And that's essentially what I've done. So I'm going to go ahead and go back and put the manual test back over to the manual test. And now what that allows me to do is with one click of the mouse, I can actually select all of the tests in that test list. Right? Makes it very easy when you have dozens of tests that you want to basically run as a batch. Once I select them, I have the option here to actually run the checked tests. And that will run all of the tests that are currently checked. It gives me that capability to do so. You'll notice in here I can also do different types of grouping mechanisms in the underlying file that I have here. If I want to group these things, for instance, by project, group them by solution, didn't mean to do that, group them by project, you'll actually see that I can see them here in the Test Manager window by project. I can also manipulate the different columns that I have, and I can do keyword searches. So if I wanted to find everything related to login, I type in login, and you'll see that it only shows me tests that have login in their name, right? So these are both my login tests. So you have some nice capabilities here in the Test Manager window that you can actually use for managing your test cases, keeping in mind that all the while you're actually editing this VSMDI file. If you use the Team Build part of Team Foundation Server, what you're going to need to do when you run through the Team Build Wizard, it's going to ask you for a VSMDI file and a test list within there if you want to run tests during the automated build process. So if you want to run web tests or load tests or unit tests during automated build, you're going to want to put them into a test list. And this is, in fact, how you actually do that, by right-clicking and saying New Test List. Okay? So that's kind of the Test Manager window. There's also the Test View window. The Test View window works pretty much the exact same way. You're going to see that it actually has the ability to do searches over here. And I can go ahead and clear my filter and see everything. So I can do searches on my different things. So if I want to search for login, I can type in login. If I want to search for all my manual tests, I can search for manual, and it's actually finding manual in the project name here. Or I can clear my filter. What the test view window does not allow you to do is create test lists. Other than that, it's pretty feature equivalent to what we have over here in the test manager window. Test view does not edit the VSMDI file. Test manager does. So the VSMDI file shown here in my solution right here, that actually is the XML that contains the test list and which tests are in which test list. Okay, so keep that in mind. Every time you run tests, that's called a test run. If I go to my test menu, go to run configurations, I can actually open up a run config and notice the save as option. So you can have multiple configurations that you use for different scenarios in which you want to do testing. So this one here is called local test run. I can go through here and actually set up my remote agents if I'm doing distributed testing. I can turn on code coverage if I want to use code coverage. I can also set up deployment items. So if there's additional things required in order for my test to execute appropriately, I can actually deploy those along with my test by adding them as files or directories here under the deployment option. I can set up different types of hosts that I want, ASP.NET. I can define setup and cleanup scripts, test timeouts. How long should I let the test run before I just say, hey, that's too long? I can also set up iterations for my web testing and default browser types and network types for my web testing as well. So you have these different options that you have. If you go in and manipulate these options, you can do a save as, give it a file name with a test run config option, right? And I'll call this my standard test run. Go ahead and hit save there. Close this down, and now underneath my test menu, notice that I have both options. I actually forgot to rename it. I saved the file differently, but I forgot to rename the name. And you'll see local test run there, and you'll have the local test run here as well. So you have both of those options, and you can then select either one of those. So let me go back in and edit now this one and call it standard. Apply that change and hit close. And now when I'm running my test, I can select either active configuration. I was going to switch back and forth very easily, which is very, very nice. So this allows you to control the runs. When you actually do run your test, you're going to end up with a test results window. And I've got one that from a previous test results that I had. In the test results window, this is the output of the test run. This window is actually a lot more powerful than most people realize. First off, you're going to have a drop-down. This is every test run that I've done. I can go back and look at the old test data. It actually stores all this as files on my hard drive. So it's actually allowing me to go back in time and look at this. There's also different views you can have. You can actually sort this in a different manner to actually view which results are in a list and not in a list. I can see which test results are published if you're using the Team Foundation Server integration. Which test results have you actually published to your Team Foundation servers? You got capabilities there as well. There's the publish option that you can actually use. There's also the ability to export these test results. You can also import test results, and you can close the results if you so choose. There's a lot of different options in here that you can manipulate through this window. And here's all of the different results from all of my different test runs, all kind of brought together. So there's a lot of capabilities both in the configuration of running the test and managing the different test results. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine, do you need a particular Team Edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the homepage, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.